Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1237 in the writing. It's shiur number 389. Getting back to our halachas brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of shiur makom, halachas drachim. We're trying to finish off and move on to various different parts of brachos. Okay, so now just a few things I want to go through with in a subject in Hilchis Brachas, in Holchei Drachim, which we've discussed in the past, and that is if somebody left people in the place, let's just review the halacha again, things which come up all the time, somebody sitting at a table, right? Let's say I'm, for example, a person in yeshiva, we spoke about a person in a shul, by a kiddush, I sit down at a table, and whatever, I take my piece of kugel, which whatever bracha might, assuming it's hadama, let's say, right? I don't want to get into all those halachas right now, but assuming the potato kugel is you take a hoadam or you take a cup of soda and you're sitting down at a table, right? And you have intention just to eat a drink over there and you don't have any intention to be part of the other people that are sitting at the table, whether it's in yeshiva, whether it's a person, you know, goes out to eat and is sitting at a table, even though there might be somebody else at the table or in shul by a kiddush, wherever it might be. So then you're sort of like on your own, right? And then if you leave and you come back in conjunction with the halachas of shinai makom, which would apply to bara nefashos, items for bara nefashos, which is usually shehakol, Adama or ha'etz, we spoke about rice also would fall into that category because it's a bar nefashos. It goes on the bar nefashos. But be it as it may, when you go out, you get, and it's a real shinei makom, right? You go, whatever the case is, you go out and then you're coming back. Now you come back, you would need a new brach, you would need a new adama, you need a new shahakal, whatever it is. If it's rice, you would need a new mezonos because again, it's bar nefashos. Okay. So now, but then we said, but if somebody has people, they left, if they're eating with a group, I sit down, let's say by a kiddush with a couple of friends, right? And I'm sitting down as a group. We're all eating together. I want to sit. We're all together. We're schmoozing, whatever. So then fine. So then you're part of a group. Now you have to run out. You come back and as they're still, the people are still there eating, right? Your friends, whoever you left over. So then you don't have to remake the bracha. It will be a continuation of that eating session, whether it's in yeshiva, whatever the case might be, as long as you had a mind to be part of group. Now, a couple of more important factors when it comes to those halachas whereby you left over people in reference to one of the somebody left the location, they were eating together with the group and the people, and then they came back. So it's just a couple. Number one, it's like this. Number one, it would be good for a child. In other words, do you need an actual adult over bar mitzvah? No, the answer is no. They bring down, which we did, again, we also mentioned in the past, but a beautiful example I saw brought down. So he brings down, it would be good, even a child over the age of six, as long as the child is over the age of six, in conjunction with chinuch in general, right? Over the age of six, that's how they bring it down. For example, so an interesting example that they bring down is, actually, the Sefer Guidelines on page 134, that's where it brings it down, brings down the example Sefer Guidelines. A mother is eating together dinner, supper with her child, right? 6-year-old daughter, let's say, right? And they're eating together and they're schmoozing. How was your day? How was school? So now the mother had, for whatever reason, had to run out for a short while, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever, 10 minutes, and now she comes back. And the mother comes back, as long as the daughter, again, which is over the age of 6 years old, is still eating, so she would not. Now the mother would not need a new bracha if it entails something which requires a burn of fashas like shahakal or dama or ho'eitz, because of the fact that the daughter she was eating together with is over the age of six. The period of time that the person is away, right? Let's say the mother is out and she decides to eat something outside, which is shahakal or dama eitz. So then the mother would have to make a new bracha, or the person would have to make a new bracha, even though they left people over. I could leave over 20 people by the table; doesn't matter. If I'm eating something 5 blocks away, I can't have in mind those people that I left over. I would need a new bracha again with something that is a burn of fashos. Now, if one is eating with a group, even if everybody finished, right, you could be eating with 10 people, you come back and everybody's done, but just one of the people did not make the after bracha, didn't make the burn of fashos. There's one guy left of your group, or you were sitting from your friends, right, who didn't make the after bracha yet, right? So when the person, but the other nine left, so when the person returns, it would still be good enough that person would not have to remake. In other words, if I came back and one of my friends is still there from the 10, right? So then I would not need, so that person would not have to make, I would not have to make a new bracha before continuing to eat, since there's still someone, at least someone who did not finish, you know, in conjunction with the halachas of Shira Makam. The other person, one person is still there. In other words, you don't have to have all the people left over. So again, those are some more interesting halachas, some review and some more halachas in conjunction with leaving people over in conjunction with Holchei Drachim, again found on the Sefer Guidelines, in the Sefer Guidelines, page 134. Hatzlacha and Bracha, Kol Tov.